stand before you in fear tonight, realizing my inability. We're each one tonight eternity bound. How many of us through our life have been to meetings similar to this and have heard the end is near? Prepare for the end. I've heard it so many times. The Bible ends in Revelations, almost the last verse, next to the last verse, with Jesus himself saying, "Surely I come quickly." 2,000 years ago. As you hear the message of the end of time being near, what response does it spur in you? Folks, if we're not careful, it can bring a polite yawn. Yes, I've heard that. I believe it is coming. This year, the Lord has been dealing with me for my own soul. And I want you to live this year as if you'll not see another. You live your life this year as if you'll not see 2011. Remember the rich man saying, "I've got a solution for what will waken the people. Need to send somebody back from the dead. If you would send Lazarus, I think they would listen." And the response was, "They have Moses and the prophets. They have people that get up with no ability and try to tell you in the only way they can. Be ready." So as the Lord has dealt with me for my own life, I'd like to share it with you tonight. Because tonight I would like for us to move to the back burner, the end of time. If each one of us tonight could believe, if we each one could receive a message from the Lord, the end will not be for 200 years. And it'd be guaranteed and we know it. How would you live? Would you relax? Would you say, "I am so glad to know that"? Well, what the Lord has been dealing with me about is, "Dan, don't worry about the end, because your end is coming." Folks, 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, "I'm coming quickly." You can take it how you want to. You can say, "It still hasn't happened." Remember how many times we have heard the third chapter of 2 Peter, where it says there's going to be scoffers come in the last days saying, "Where's the sign of his coming? Since our fathers fell asleep, things have just been continuing on just like they were from the beginning. And yet the call still comes. The day of the Lord's coming." Well, I would like for us each one tonight to move to the back burner, the end of time coming. Because I want to tell you, it doesn't matter when the end of time comes, if you're ready for your end. Because 2,000 years has passed since Jesus said that. And up to everyone that was born before about 1900, the end of time has come for all of those generations. And there's very few of them that are over 100 years old now. So you continue time for a little while, and every one of us in this group tonight, it won't matter if the end of time comes or not. Our end will have come. And what's happening is, while we wait, I've been hearing this message. I think back to messages I heard at the other campground there in Hammond. The end is coming. Could be next year. And it would stir me for a little bit. But then things continue on as they were before, and it's easy to forget it. So what the Lord has done for me, and I would like to share it with you tonight, is brought to me some incidents that will help me to realize my life's a vapor. I have no promise of tomorrow. Let's take a look at that. In James 4 and 13, this is a reminder for us each one tonight. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city. Continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. What is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. Maybe 70 years. And that seems like such a long time. It's a little time if we can grasp what eternity is. It's a vapor, appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Realizing that I have no promise. It's kind of like putting a cup of water in a tea kettle and turning it on high. How can you know when the last vapor has left? How can I know when my life will be called up? So the Lord, in trying to be able to help me, has given me some incidents. And my prayer is that as I share these with you, those things that He has sent to me, real happenings around me, that no longer matters if the end is coming or not, that He will also bring to you incidents that will stir you. Because in Matthew 24 and 42, it says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. A lot of times we may want to use that as the end of all things. Let's not do that tonight. Let's take this as being when my hour is. Know this, if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched. He would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, this is our call tonight. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. If the goodman of the house had known, every one of us here tonight, if we knew the day and the hour, we'd be ready. No one here would be lost. But we don't know that day or the hour. So here are a few incidents that I'd like to share with you. Do you remember the morning of 9/11, 2001? When we get the call, the news, one plane has hit the tower. What an accident. Lives are being lost. You remember when the next plane hit? Then a little bit later we hear another plane has hit the Pentagon. Folks, it shocked our nation. We spend time today in our nation saying, we're going to pull down the Ten Commandments. I never heard that on the news after 9/11 on that day. Folks, they were willing for prayer to be offered. They were calling for a national day of prayer. Folks, we're in trouble. If this has been able to slip up on our country that is so secure, what can happen tomorrow? Shut down all air traffic in the United States. Not one airplane in the air until we can figure this out. The news let us know church attendance went up. I'm stirred about my soul, the end that's coming. And it lasted for a while. Folks, I'd like for us to think a little bit. 3,000 souls or more that day went out. And it really didn't matter about the end of all things. Their end had come. The pictures of people jumping from that tower because death was coming anyway. It needs to be a reminder to me, Dan, your life's a vapor. It's going to be here for a little time, then it's going to vanish away. If we had a book tonight that told each individual and how their morning started and how it went, had no idea when they headed off to work. No doubt there were a lot of goodbyes said. I was home yesterday and went to work. I'll be home this evening. And many souls went out into eternity that day. There's another verse that I'd like to look at where it lets us know things just continue as they were. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. And it, I'd like to look at the commentary on that. Those verses are 36, 39. Of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. As the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man shall be. For as in the days of Noah that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. I was looking at the commentary on that. It said the things mentioned here denote attention to the affairs of this life, rather than to what was coming on them. It doesn't mean that these things were wrong, but only that such was their actual employment, and that they were regardless of what was coming upon them. Just like these folks that headed out to work on the morning of 9/11. When you go to get on a plane, are you paranoid? That morning, it was just a normal morning, a regular day. So many flights travel across our United States in a day's time that folks just got on the plane. If the goodman of the house had only known, if somebody could have warned them, the pilots, the stewardesses, the folks on that plane that had no idea. Folks, you only have 1 hour. Don't take this flight. If they could have been convinced, they would have gladly gotten off. Our life is just a vapor. There's a verse of song that says, watch and pray that when the Master cometh, if at morning, noon, or night, he may find a lamp in every window, trimmed and burning clear and bright. I'd like to give you another incident. On the morning of April 19th, 1995, it was a normal day. I got up, went to work. I work in an office building there at Oklahoma City. We had a project that we needed to do, some painting that we were to do in an office space up on the 16th floor. We were painting in that office space, and I needed to make a call to have a glass company come out and do some work for me. So I walked into an office that has a north window. And as I was looking out that window talking to the glass company, the Murrah building exploded 2 blocks away. And I was looking at the building across the street and saw the windows come out of it and the curtains go straight out. 168 people around that went out into eternity in that instant. Have you ever seen a digital clock counting down for an event that's coming? You see the seconds, you see the minutes, you see the hours, and they seem to be scrolling so fast, coming down to this event. Those folks at that Murrah building had no idea that their clock was counting out. In that building was a daycare center. We can look at children and say, that clock has 70 years on it or more. That mother that dropped her children off that morning had no idea. My baby has 1 hour left on his clock before he goes out into eternity. Those people that went out into eternity had no idea that morning that this would be the end. Today we have the warning. Be ye therefore ready. Don't spend your time thinking, you know what, I've heard this message so many times and the end hasn't come yet. And all around us, this at the prayer request time, Brother Travis Johnson, is a warning to us, folks. Our life is a vapor. If he had only known, don't work on this vehicle, your life will be taken, every one of us would take a different route. We're all aware of the accident that happened at Monarch this year, of a child out in eternity from a car accident. Now, you know, folks, we could say, I tell you what, I think I'm going to be more careful that that won't happen. I want to tell you, it won't help, because we have an appointment. It's appointed unto man once to die. On that memorial where the bombing took place, is etched the time, 9:03 a.m., when their clock stopped, when time for them ended. And yet I can keep on going along saying, you know what, I've heard this message so many times, and the end hasn't come. I can relax. Folks, I want to tell you tonight, don't relax, because your clock is winding down. None of us know. There's a song that says, have you any time for Jesus while the fleeting moments roll, while your clock is winding down? Is this mortal life so busy that you cannot save your soul? While I'm deciding how serious I'll be about living for Christ, my clock is winding down. I don't know, does it have an hour on it? How paranoid are you? When you're traveling on the interstate, are you paranoid enough that you'll slow down when you come to a bridge just in case it may be out? We don't do it because my life is secure. There was a Sunday morning in Oklahoma on Interstate 40 where a barge hit the support of the interstate and a section of it collapsed into the river. There were people that their clock instantly changed from maybe they had 70 years before that, but now a section of the bridge is out. Their clock is winding down. You've got 3 minutes. You've got 2 minutes. You've got 1 minute. It's gone. People going over that bridge, not able to stop, and gone out into eternity. There's a song that says, a shudder came over my spirit as I thought what a moment might cost. A moment of sin has a high price on it. Just with this message that we're talking to you tonight about, a moment can make so much difference. When it comes my time to go out of here, I had opportunity before to make a change, but now it's over. My clock has hit zero. There was a few years ago at a Sunday night service in Guthrie, an older couple, the Douglases, went through service as we will tonight and left. It was pouring down rain, and when they got on the interstate, right there close to where our chapel is now, they pulled off because it was raining too hard. And a vehicle hit them in the back, and both of them went out into eternity. We can say, you know, folks, that happens to other people, but it won't happen to me. I'll reach 70. When this verse is telling us, what's there for? Because you don't know the day nor the hour. For me to be ready, you've probably heard before, I've heard ministers say this, and I thought, how can that be possible? That the way you are right now is a good possibility of where you'll be when you step out into eternity. Now that's a shaker, because even if I'm not ready now, I have plans to be ready. If I'm saved tonight, but I have something that the Lord is dealing with me about of changes that I need to make in my life, I intend to make them. But we were told that because I haven't up to now, the danger is that I will continue on and have that to meet whenever I go out into eternity. To me, it's a serious thought. This year also, another reminder was brought to me. In Kentucky one night, there was a family going to a wedding. Folks, we get in our vehicle, we will tonight to go home. Many of us that live far away from here, we travel. I drive back and forth to Oklahoma City every day, putting on maybe 350 miles a week, and I never think about, this one could be the one that takes me out of here. Well, I leave. Would I be willing to leave home with an unkind word. If I knew my end is today. If the goodman of the house had a known, he would have watched. He would not have suffered his house to have been broken up. I don't know tonight how much time is left on my clock, nor do you. The call is, be ready. There was a time where God came to Moses and he gave him something for the children of Israel to do. On this day, you kill a lamb and you put the blood on the doorpost. Because I'm coming at midnight to look for it. Folks, I want to tell you, if that's what we had to warn us for eternity, every one of us would be ready. It was a simple message. Do it. Tonight I'll be back to check for it. On this night I'll be back to check for it. But instead, where we are tonight is like the 10 virgins in Matthew 25. Our Lord delays His coming. And that's a danger for us everyone. I would have been ready. Had it been like Moses said, I could be ready if I knew it was going to be at midnight tonight. But because He delays His coming, because time passes, and I get to thinking, it won't be me, or at least it won't be now, I can end up being at the place where I'm not ready when He calls for us. There's a verse in 1 Peter 5 and 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion is walking about, seeking whom he may devour. It says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. I want to tell you, that warning tonight is for saved and sanctified folks as well as for sinners. We need to watch out, because I want to tell you, the devil is looking to see, what can I cause this person that is saved today, that his clock runs out and he's got something that has caused him to miss it. There is an area that I want to tell you about that the Lord, I believe, wants us all to watch out for, because there are some places in the Bible that clearly tell us, if this is in your life, you will not make heaven. Unforgiveness. If the goodman in the house had a known, he'd have cleaned out his house. He'd have been ready. You ever been hurt and you had to fight being willing to forgive? Folks, there's a verse that says, if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive yours. God is a merciful God. He draws the line. But what I'd like to do tonight is paint you a picture as best I can. Don't allow it to be in your life. Because He says you won't make it. And maybe tonight you say, I have not had any problem with forgiving. Keep on living. There'll be something come to each of us. And I'd like for us to each one remember this message tonight from the Lord. Don't let it stay. Forgive quick. Because my realizing my life is a vapor. I don't want to be called out at a time that I'm not aware, and I've got that on hand. There are some people that know before they die. They have a lingering illness that gives them time to make very sure. My dad, the last 6 months of his life, knew, this is it for me. Unless God does something for me, this is it. And as he kept going down, he was at the place to where he could not, he had congestive heart failure. He could not lay down in the bed, so he would, in his buggy, he would lean his head against the wall, hang a pillow, do whatever we could to try to make him comfortable. And we would stay there on the weekends with him. And I would hear him 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. You could hear when his buggy clicked on. He's moving around. I need to go in and see how he's doing. And he said, "Dan, just making sure. Don't want there to be anything in the way." Folks, we each one need to be just that careful. I've got one more incident I'd like to give you. Folks, we feel like the American dream is to come to retirement and be able to enjoy those golden years. This summer, there was a couple that lived close to Shawnee. Had a picture in the newspaper of their truck and their travel trailer and them standing beside it on a former vacation that they had taken. You just look at that and you long for the time when I can quit working and be able to do that same thing. For the past 11 years, they were both retired, and they had been going to Colorado from Oklahoma and meeting friends and camping out there. This year, they were going out. They stopped at a rest area. "Be you therefore ready for in such an hour as you think not." You pull into a rest area. Are you paranoid? I may lose my life here. They pulled in to a rest area in New Mexico, and the wife got out and went back to the trailer. What she didn't know was there was a car parked there with an inmate that had escaped from Arizona prison. Those inmates looked it over and said, "We're tired of riding in this car. We're going to have us a truck and a trailer." When she got out of the trailer and headed back to the truck, her husband was sitting in the driver's seat. They pulled a gun on her and had them to both drive them to a remote area and took their life. "Be therefore ready, because in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Their clock was winding down. You know, folks, there was a point that they knew there will be no escaping this. "I'm going to lose my life." Folks, I want to tell you, a lot of us here tonight have a lot of knowledge about what it's going to take for me to make heaven my home. I just had to think, as I looked at that story, what went through their mind. This verse that we were looking at the end of the book, at the end of the Bible, said, "Surely I come quickly." And John was able to reply, "Even so come, Lord Jesus. I have nothing else that I need to adjust." So as I looked at that story, and I thought, what went through their mind right at the last? What would have gone through mine? Would I have been able to say, "Even so come, Lord Jesus"? Or would I have said, "Fellas, I know I'm going to lose my life here, but please, would you give me a few minutes? I got some things I've got to make right with God. I'm leaving out of here. I'm going to meet Him, and there are things that I was going to change. I wasn't going to go out into eternity lost. Would you give me just a few minutes, and then you can take my life?" Folks, tonight I'd like for us each one to think serious. Our life is a vapor, no matter how young you are. There's a verse there in Matthew 24 that says, "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Those things that I knew to do all throughout my life, that last day would catch me still living that way. Those changes that God has come to me and said, "Dan, you need to make these changes in your life." I did that. Those convictions that God gave me years ago to hold in my life, I've held those. I would like to meet the Lord that way, because there is a verse that warns me in Galatians 2:18. "If I build again the things I once destroyed, I make myself a transgressor." If 20 years ago, the Lord has dealt with me, then you need to be careful about this thing in your life. I want to tell you tonight, folks, if we are willing to allow the carefulness in our life to go away, it's because we're not measuring it against eternity. We must keep in mind, my life is a vapor. It's boiling out. I do not know when it will quit. How careful would I be if I knew it would be in 1 hour? Would I make any adjustment? I want to tell you, the devil doesn't care how strong my convictions are tonight. As long as I will let up, and he can get me before the end. I'd like to close with, I'd like for us to sing number 360. It says, be ready when he comes. A lot of times we will look at some songs and we'll say, that's for the sinner. Hope he gets his part. But I want to tell you tonight, that song is for us, everyone. That song is for me if I'm saved and sanctified and ready to go tonight. Because I'd like for you to take a look at that song and look at who wrote it. That song was written by D.O. Teasley. And when you look at the words of that song, you have to say, this man had some contact with God. This man had a perception about eternity. And by all that I have heard, the end caught him unprepared. It is not his will that you be lost. And I may be saved and sanctified today. Be ready when he comes. Folks, don't let anything come that will stop you in your pursuit of being ready when that day comes. That is all your prayers.